Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's President and CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Nakiso Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by PSCU Co-op Solutions, Trisend, Envisant, Typhoon, Bonafide, CU Healthcare Pay Card, and CU Next Gen. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the Nakiso Network here in Orlando, Florida. And look who's in the studio lounge, none other than Mr. Ben Maxim himself.
Hey there.
From MSU, FCU, and also the Reseda Group.
Absolutely.
What else is on there? What else is on your plate, Ben?
You know, lots of things, but... Reseda hat today.
Reseda hat today. Yeah, well, that brings me to, like, Nakiso in general.
Absolutely.
Here. So, putting on your Reseda hat,
absolutely.
What are you looking for here? What are you looking for at Nakiso?
So, this is now our fourth time since Reseda Star coming to Nakiso. So, really looking, you know, we always seem to come away with a couple new investments whenever we leave here. So, looking for what's kind of next in credit union space. We've now been at this for 4 years, or 3 years, I guess, technically. Four events, but 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got 14, I think, of our partner portfolio companies here with us. So supporting them, you know, helping connect into the industry and figure out how do we, you know, collaborate and kind of create new solutions, and how do these CUSOs that we're all in the room together, mm-hmm. you know, work together to create a better ecosystem for the industry.
Yeah. So what are you looking for? Again, wearing your Reseda group hat, what are, when you walk up and down the aisles and talk to people and stuff, what types of things are you looking for to maybe add another one to the portfolio?
Yeah, so, you know, that's a challenging conversation. I think we're in a, you know, a position where it's like, you don't know what you want until you see it,
yeah.
and like, what's new or different that we haven't thought about, so always kind of keeping the eyes open there. One thing we are looking for, so Reseda's got a product division now, so we're building, you know, a lot more of our own tech and taking stuff that MSU FCU had built and working on selling it to other credit unions. One of those solutions is OneClick Financial, and that solution is one that's a personalization solution. Every one of your members would have their own link or place on your digital banking or website, and based on their activity or their account data, you know, we connect the data in, and then we can present them, hey, maybe they're likely to go buy a car, so we'll show them stuff about the car buying process. Here's their pre-approval. Here's some cars in inventory nearby, or they may be someone with a lower credit score, so here's some tips and tricks on how to improve your credit, things like that.
Okay.
And what we're looking for here, especially with all the other CUSOs, who would be good, you know, it's a great platform, but it needs content to be strong. So who would be great partners for us in that product, you know, to bring that forward? And another thing we've learned kind of in the credit union marketplace, selling into credit unions now from the Reseda side, actually selling versus always buying in my MSUFCU job, you know, trying to sell, you know, credit unions can't take on 15 different contracts to have all these partnerships.
Yeah.
So is there an opportunity for Reseda to work out deals on the back end with some of our products where, you know, credit union has one contract with Reseda, but, you know, in the back end, we have 15 fintechs powering that solution.
Okay.
So we're trying to create some of that. And really here, walking up and down the aisles today, yesterday, you know, and tomorrow, really looking for who are partners that could potentially be value add to what we're creating.
Mm-hmm. And do you always kind of like on a subset, maybe putting on your MSU, FCU hat, are you looking at stuff like, hey, maybe we could use this as well?
Absolutely.
As well as Reseda.
Absolutely.
The credit union can use this as well,
yeah,
right?
So we kind of have a nice kind of ecosystem there. And, you know, being in both roles makes it super easy to move them back and forth.
No
but
doubt.
We kind of have an investment thesis that we're not willing to put an investment in unless we're going to put it in place at MSUFCU. And we're getting stronger in the fact that we also want to go through our innovation lab before we make the investment.
Okay.
So
okay.
We have some people that are going through the lab right now that, you know, like, hey, love for you to invest. I'm like, okay, great. If we have great results in the pilot, we will make that investment.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, that's some of what we're doing. And, you know, with that pipeline, it's like, you know, we're probably ready for things, you know, in 2025 at this point.
Mm-hmm,
but,
mm-hmm.
you know, if the right thing comes along, it's like, you know, we can make that happen. So
well,
always trying to figure out what is that thing.
Yeah. Aren't we all?
Right.
We're all looking for that. What is that thing? So, but I mean, that's got to be great news for, you know, a lot of these folks here.
Absolutely.
And then the folks in the Reseda, because they get to, I don't want to say they try it out at your credit union.
Yeah.
But
yeah, no, absolutely.
There's definitely pilot-ish type projects going on that validates what they're doing, right?
Absolutely. And a lot of the, you know, we're usually the first credit union client or one of the, at least the first large credit union client. And, you know, we've got quite the system now and it's easy for us to pilot. We kind of help teach them and almost to a fault sometimes, because when they go to work with the next credit, they're like, well, they're not doing it the way you were doing it. So, you know, we've also tried to kind of from a thought leadership industry, you know, service, really tell people our story, talk about how we're doing it. And really, we're open and willing, both at the credit union at Reseda, to talk about what we've been up to, how we've done it. Maybe, you know, you see us on this side of it, but we've had a lot of stumbles to get here, so we can tell you what those were, and maybe you can not make the same stumbles.
Exactly. Oh,
so we're very open in sharing what
we've
been up
to. It's also a shortcut.
Absolutely, shortcut for sure.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
Absolutely.
Hey, I wanted to also talk about, well, you brought it up, was the Reseda Summit coming
yes,
up.
Yes, absolutely.
So share with me a little bit about that.
So we had our first kind of trial pilot of the Reseda Summit this past year. So we showcased our portfolio companies. They all do demos. So we kind of took the best of what we all enjoy going to different conferences, put it into a day and a half. So we'll be in Detroit September 18th, 19th this year. We'll be at the Shinola Hotel. So kind of cool, innovative story to go along with like the rebirth of Detroit.
Good move.
So great location. People made a lot of comments last year about how they had no thoughts about what Detroit was, or not great thoughts about what Detroit would be like, and they were amazed. You know, and there's a lot of cool things happening in the city, development, GM's moving to a new building downtown, they're going to redo the Rensen.
Oh, right on.
You know, so there's a lot of new developments, a lot of restaurants, a lot of cool stuff happening in Detroit. Reseda Summit will be the premier event, though, after the draft this year. So come in September, sign up will go up on ResedaSummit.com later this month.
You guys got a pretty good football team, too,
right? Yeah, we do now.
Yeah, you do now.
And we got to see, you know, Mr. Barry Sanders. This morning,
stage.
So
that's
how cool is that?
So impressive. Yeah, it all kind of brings it around full circle for sure. And so what's the goal of the Reseda Summit? What do you guys want just to feature your portfolio companies, or what else are you guys looking to do?
Yeah, so we have a couple keynote speakers coming in, more industry. So it really is kind of a bring the ecosystem together. Mm-hmm. So bring our partners, really have a day, you know, day and a half where we're just together in Detroit, you know, showcasing the city that we love, you know, showcasing the state that we love, and really bringing fintech beyond, you know, it's not Silicon Valley, it's not New York, it can be other places too, and we want that to be
for
in Michigan.
Sure.
So highlighting Michigan, you know, highlighting our portfolio, our products. We don't want to just be like, hey, you're coming to buy, you know, a timeshare.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, here's some stuff we're doing, really education, and then really talk about some, like, timely topics. So we're going to have a speaker come in and talk from Boost AI about generative AI, new things that are coming out next. I know we've all heard lots about it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, these are the people actually creating the tech on the ground floor.
Oh.
So hopefully we'll see what they're doing. They brought us generative AI before everyone was talking about ChatGPT.
Yeah, yeah.
We were partnering with them there, so it'll be interesting to see kind of what's next in their world. So that's one thing to highlight. And then, you know, we'll always try to bring in speakers, leaders from industry, so Visa, Jack Henry, you know, those types. We got the leagues that we partner with as well. So just here's the ecosystem. Let's get people together. You know, it's a great opportunity too for people who maybe can't travel to California to see some of these events, or Las Vegas. It's in their backyard. You know, originally we started with a Midwest focus. We're expanding, making it a bigger event this year. So hopefully people can come join us.
And the collaborative nature of this is off the charts.
Yeah,
and this not only spreads to, you know, the Midwest credit spreads nationwide.
Absolutely,
as well.
No.
So that's
for sure.
All good.
Yeah, now that we piloted it, we're ready to open up the doors. So
you guys are doing it right all the time. And yeah, so is there anything else on the horizon? I know you guys are always up to something there.
Always.
You're the innovation lab there at MSCCU is second to none. So you want to reveal any? I mean, I know there's top secret stuff, but what are you guys working on there?
No, absolutely. So, you know, we're doing a lot of stuff in the kind of generational space where we're trying to help retain, you know, all these cool college students that we got to come join us, and then they think the second they leave school, they got to leave and go get their Chase account. We're like, no, keep us. So, you know, and also there's kind of generational changes where people aren't buying a house at 25 and getting cars, and they're not driving at all sometimes.
Yeah.
So what do you do with them? You can't just offer them traditional products. So, you know, trying to look for and source, you know, fintechs that are helping in that engagement space for that generation. And then also on the other end of the spectrum, people near retirement. So Silver is one of our companies here, but you can't just have one product, there are other things kind of in that realm.
Yeah.
So looking for things that kind of build out a portfolio so that group of members have, you know, new tech. And the thing we have to consider is every new cohort that, you know, is about to retire is more tech savvy than the last cohort that's about to retire.
Yeah.
So we have to improve that tech stack, and kind of at the credit union also, you know, looking at revitalizing all our products. So does a checking account mean anything to a 20-year-old that'd rather just Venmo their money back and forth? You know, so trying to create products that actually make sense for today's way of doing business. So that's kind of my big thing. And then we're also partnering with the MSU Research Foundation to run an accelerator, which is kind of cool. Again, boosting up that economy and entrepreneurial ecosystem in Michigan. So that's been really fun. That kicked off at the beginning of March. So, you know, we're a couple weeks into the cohort. It graduates in May. So it's been fun to see, and it's an insurtech, fintech cohort. So a lot of them are some of the similar players that we all know and love, and there's some new faces in there because we attracted, you know, a different crowd than normal because we went through this other group to do so.
Okay.
So it's been fun.
Do you guys sleep? I talked to April about that. I said, do you guys sleep?
Yeah, sometimes on planes.
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes on planes, you know.
because I mean, it's almost an easier question to ask you guys what aren't you doing rather than what are you doing.
Right.
So
absolutely.
Goodness gracious. Well, anything to add? I know you're a busy guy here, Ben.
Yeah, no,
so
absolutely.
I appreciate the time as always. But anything else you want to add to wrap up here, sir?
You know, I think we're all set. You know, looking forward to everyone who's coming to Detroit at the end of the year, and looking forward to seeing all the cool new things. Got the next big idea here at NACUSO.
That's gonna be fun tomorrow.
That'll be fun to see maybe what the next big idea is.
There you go. Yeah, indeed. And whatever's in the water in Michigan, because there are so many Michigan credit unions that are just crushing it right now.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever you guys are doing, just keep it up, man.
We got the best water. We got those great lakes. So.
That's right. Big bodies of water. All right, sir. Ben, always a pleasure.
Pleasure.
Keep up the good
indeed.
Work, and
I
look forward to next chat as always.
NACUSO Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions, Tricen, and Visint, Typhoon, Bonafide, CU Healthcare Pay Card, and CU NextGen. Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.